Welcome back to the start of another work week and another week of Today in the Sioux, our daily podcast from SiouxToday.com. Hopefully you had a very restful weekend and you're recharged and ready to go for another 5 days. I tell you, Friday seems like a lifetime away, but just watch how fast it gets here. Let's keep our fingers crossed anyway. A busy weekend, so let's get caught up on what you may have missed as we hit the headlines on this Monday, the 15th day of April, 2024. Sault Ste. Marie is investing significantly into reviving hopes of establishing a public access port of Algoma steel. City officials expect to spend just under $800,000 over the next 3 years to develop the idea. You may recall that a decade or so ago, a port of Algoma was considered the Sioux's top economic development priority. But the ambitious vision evaporated after the steelmaker sought and obtained insolvency protection back in late 2015. Now, there's renewed interest. David Helwig has much more on this in his story that you can find on site right now. The owner of Duresti Motors, a used car dealership located at the corner of Wellington and Carmen's Way, learned over the weekend that the tires on every one of his vehicles on the lot had been slashed. Matt Pavoni suspects the incident likely took place Saturday night or early Sunday morning. 5 vehicles were damaged, and Pavoni expects the repairs to be in excess of $5,000. Police say a man has been charged after a disagreement between neighbors in which one person allegedly wielded a tire iron. East Algoma OPP say they were called to a neighbor dispute at a residential property on Federation Street in Thessalon late last week. Police say the complainant reported that a neighbor attended their property and threatened to kill them with a tire iron in hand. Police later learned the person alleged to have been holding the tire iron was on probation and with release conditions, according to the OPP. James Hembruff of Thessalon was arrested and charged. Sault Ste. Marie MPP Ross Romano has been unable to keep office hours either locally or at Queen's Park since about April 6 due to a critical health emergency involving a member of his immediate family. In a release, Romano says he is back in town but will not return to work right away and will be unavailable for several weeks. We wish Ross and his family all the best. A couple of big events over the weekend, the Machine Shop's first ever wedding expo and the Great Lakes Outdoor Show at the Bush Plain Museum. Great turnout for both events. Be sure to check out the photo galleries on site. They're there right now. As you likely know, an 870-meter section of Queen Street between East and Bruce will be rebuilt this year. And for some, it begs the question, should merchants and businesses be compensated when it happens? It could be a long shot, but the Downtown Association is researching as to whether there should be compensation for construction-related losses. Read the full story on site. Then drop us a comment here to let us know what you think. Should there be compensation, or are improvements and the inconveniences that come with them just part of the gig? Let us know what you think on this Monday. In sports, the Greyhounds split their 2 games in Saginaw over the weekend. Game 3 goes tonight at GFL. Brad Cochimilio will be there and will be providing his live game day blog as always. Look for that around 6:45. Sioux and area weather is sunny and a high of 10 degrees today. Clear tonight, low down to -4, and more sunshine tomorrow with a high of 12. That's all for Today in the Sioux. On this Monday, don't forget to download and subscribe wherever you get your favorite podcast. Drop us a comment on site or flip us an email at todayinthesioux, S-O-O, at SiouxToday.com. Today's show produced by Derek Turner. Thanks for listening on this Monday. Have a great day. We'll talk to you tomorrow.